346-1788.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, March 31st edition. Again, if you'd like my phone to text you the address and phone number to talk about, ask questions about the laser light therapy over at Dr. Gary Willey's office in downtown Sheboygan, my phone number, 231-360-5140. Just text me laser, LASER, and my phone will auto reply back with the information. Give Carlene a call, ask your questions, schedule an appointment. If you mention the radio station, they offer a Trucker Randy 2-pack for new clients that heard Stacy on the radio with us, or maybe you heard the commercials. Just mention Trucker Randy or the radio station, and you can get two treatments for $99. I've used them numerous times. Great, great service they offer, especially Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic adjustments. If you've never been adjusted by a chiropractor before, highly recommend you go see Dr. Gary. Now, he's in the Sheboygan office in the mornings, and then after lunch, he goes to his office in Onaway. So go see him, get an adjustment, and then go right next door in the office over and get your laser light therapy. Mondays, MERS News Service has pundits, political consultants, people that run campaigns. Well, they meet and they talk about certain things that are going on in the week. Many families are on spring break this week, so it's a good time to reflect on where are we in the world of political campaigns. For those who've done a campaign or two, it's changed a lot in the last 20 to 30 years. It's only been 15 years, basically, everyone carried around an iPhone. Well, within that last 15 years, adding in artificial intelligence, geopolitical tracking, and also communicating directly with cell phones is now all part of the campaign. It's not to say all the technology is good. Is it possible to have too much? But what has been the most annoying? Well, MERS News Service talked with four communications and political consultants on how the changing technology has been effective in campaigns, how it's been annoying, and whether or not just good old-fashioned door knocking is still the best way to reach people, or is that a relic of the past? But the first question, what particular popular phrase in political speech do you wish could be struck from the public lexicon? Well, John Truscott Rossman said it's simple. When people say, that's not who we are, then you immediately have to say, well, if that's not who you are, who are you? It's not meant as a slam or a criticism. Yet people who use it appear to try to stay above the political fray. However, I don't think that works anymore. Dennis Denno, Dental Research, whenever I hear somebody say, somebody like Donald Trump or his supporters say that they need to reorganize and find their voice, what does that even mean? When people kowtow to Trump or anyone else for that matter, they already know who they are. They already know what they want. So why are they asking, find our voice? They know who their what their voice is. And we all know what it is by who they are supporting. Interesting perspective. Jamie Rowe of Team Rowe, he's a political consultant down in the Macomb County area. The one thing that drives me nuts right now is this no kings nonsense. The idea that Republicans are fascists and that Donald Trump is a king. If Trump was a king, he would be stifling free speech. Just look at our history. Instead, he's not only allowing it, he's doing absolutely nothing to stop it. We don't have a king in this country. We have a president who does what he says he's going to do, and he doesn't hold back. Well, maybe perhaps those folks participating in the No Kings protests aren't used to such direct communications. But this No Kings movement is ridiculous. Well, the very far left, Darcy McConnell, McConnell Communications, the one phrase she says, that's easy. I'd like to see us lose Make America Great Again. Of course you would, Darcy. One of the best political campaign slogans ever. What advancement in modern campaigning do you see as being the most effective? Well, Deno said social media. It's cheap. You can reach a target large audience, and you can say the craziest things and get away with it. You can come across like an expert, even though you're not. Jamie Rowe says, reaching a definitive group of voters with streaming ads. The CTV and other platforms allow you to reach your target audience directly without the expense of broadcast TV, which is out of reach for most campaigns. It's very underrated way to appeal to voters directly. It's very effective at helping candidates get excellent name ID while operating on a smaller budget. Truscott said, digital advertising continues to evolve and be more prevalent with each election cycle. The targeting is extremely good and it's very inexpensive. Almost everything people do in their lives right now has a significant digital component. And digital ads are catching them where they are at. McConnell says online organizing through emails is still very effective. Additionally, you get immediate in real time responses. So she likes emailing. Is door-to-door campaigning still as effective today as it was 20 years ago? If not, why not? Well, the Democrat McConnell said door-to-door is still one of the most effective ways to hear from and talk to voters and enlist their support. Our culture has shifted a bit around opening the door to strangers, and the video doorbell exacerbates that. However, generally speaking, voters respect that a candidate took the time to come knock on the door, listen, and hear from them. It's still one of the best ways to gauge your support, count your votes, and even know where you can leave a campaign sign. Republican Truscott, yes, door-to-door is still effective. I think it may be more effective than ever because so many people are screaming at each other online, most of the time irrationally. However, meeting someone at your door, making a personal effort, still has the human component to it. The mentioned robocalls and digital ads, they're so impersonal. I think they've maybe lost a little bit of their effectiveness. They reach a point of diminishing returns. But most people are unlikely to yell at a candidate to their face. Also, door-to-door door knocking is an opportunity to dispel misinformation and put a real human person face in front of the voters. Deno, he's a pollster. He does a lot of polling. He also mentioned that door-to-door campaigning is great. You have the opportunity to directly ask voters questions about their concerns. You can also get their opinion on a certain issue. And at the same time, push a positive message directly to them. Well, finally, Jamie Rose said there is no direct replacement for direct voter contact. It shows the strength of a campaign. If you have the ability to run an organization that can contact voters directly, the more local the office is, the more effective it is as well. If you're running for county commissioner, county clerk, sheriff, other county races, door knocking is the most effective. It also is very important for legislative races, state representatives, state senators. With person-to-person contact, I wouldn't say you're losing any steam from your campaign. However, it's harder to do because people are so busy. They're not always at home, and sometimes they don't even answer the door. But winning campaigns typically have a strong direct voter contact component to them. Political pundits from Monday. Final segment of today's first hour. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-5400. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. These pundits basically laying out what you're going to be seeing and going through over basically the next 4 months. April, May, June, and July. The last push will be the first 4 days of August. That's when you're going to get inundated with mailers in the mailbox. You're going to get phone calls. You're going to get people knocking on your door because the August 4th primary election is going to be critical to determine the party candidates that will end up on the November ballot. Republicans, Democrats, independents. Now, with former Detroit Democrat Mayor Mike Duggan running as an independent for governor and a few other offices candidates that are choosing to run independent as well, is going to split the vote in November. Being a midterm election, historically, the president who's in power, his party, loses the midterms. Many people don't like the direction that Donald Trump is leading the country, takes it out on the party's candidates in November. Now, as we are heading into a very contentious few days before next Monday, April 6th at 8 o'clock p.m., which is the deadline President Trump has put on Iran, will determine how long this war is going to last, whether or not the Straits of Hormuz gets opened up, and whether or not more American soldiers die. Boots on the ground, looks like it's moving in. Targ Island, the major 90% processing plant for Iranian oil, as well as their power grids, their energy, oil fields, and other infrastructure, all going to be attacked if they don't meet President Trump's demands by next Monday, April 6th at 8 o'clock. Trump has said that's the line in the sand. If we don't get an agreement, I'm going to unleash hell on Iran. whether it be collateral damage to some citizens of Iran, possibly. Will they be without power? Probably. Will their oil production stop? Yes, most likely. And that is going to upset a lot of people in Iran. That's going to upset a lot of people in the Middle East. It's going to upset a lot of people here, these No King protesters, because they're going to use anything and everything they can to counter their Trump derangement syndrome by voicing their opposition heading into the November election. Well, I'm an optimist. I believe in our military. I believe in the Secretary of War. I believe in our Secretary of State. And I believe in our president. And I believe the network of allies that they're bringing into this situation is going to absolutely bring this to a close very soon. This is not going to be a dragged out, boots on the ground war for a couple of years. That's not going to happen. But if Trump unleashes hell and basically causes enough damage to their infrastructure to get a regime change where the Iranian people step up and basically take advantage of this opportunity, it could resolve itself rather quickly. And folks, you have to realize we are 7 months as of this week coming from the November 3rd election. 7 months is an eternity. April to November, especially if they are able to get the regime out, they bring in a temporary government, stabilize oil prices, price of gas starts dropping again, the economy's roaring, the tax benefits are coming in from the cuts that they made, people are getting their tax refunds, it's going to make a difference. That's my hope and prayer. November is a long time away. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord. Short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to